I'm coming online to report that my convalescence after the new hip, the new titanium hip, which I was fitted up with a couple of months ago, is now officially over. I'd like to say this explains the criminal silence that I've maintained for so long. It must be 6 weeks since my last blog. I know it was, because I think I made it about a week after I'd come out of hospital. And life's been a bit strange since then, really. I've a couple of weeks lying around in quite a lot of pain and trying to move forward and hope it'll all go away. And then suddenly things start to get better. And last week, I had a full week's work for the first time, really. I mean, it's probably 6 or 7 weeks since I came out from surgery. It could be even be 2 months, I've lost count. But it was a great week because I worked hard all week, and then on Friday I got to go sailing. More of that in a minute. I mentioned last time I was speaking that I'm doing this blog for Berth on Boat Company. Well, it's really not me that does it. It's the lads on the motor yacht Grey Wolf coming across the Pacific that are doing it. The apprentice officially does it every day, but the skipper started to throw in his ninepenneth now, and it's just great value hearing what the owner of a boat like this has got to say. Just to put you in the picture in case you missed the last one, Grey Wolf's a 65-foot motor yacht. She's come out of New Zealand, and she's heading for home, for blighty, dear old Britain, via the Panama Canal. Now, what about that? I mean, who would go that way? Everybody goes the other way. People aren't so keen on the Red Sea anymore because of the unpleasantness in that area, but you can always go around the Cape and you inch your way around there, and then it's not so bad. Sailing boats have been doing it for centuries. So why go the other way, especially with a motor yacht? Well, this Grey Wolf is in good shape because she's quite powerful, but she's very slippery. She's got great stabilizers, and she doesn't try to go too fast, and she's got massive range. So what she's done, she's slanted up essentially to the Marquesas, and from the Marquesas she's gone up across the trades with the trade wind about on the beam until she's got into the intertropical convergence zone, the doldrums north of the equator. She's now turned right and she's heading straight for Panama. She's got about 3 knots of wind against her. She's got a favourable current, a little countercurrent, equatorial countercurrent, that's speeding her along, and they're having a great time. It's absolutely remarkable that I don't think anybody's ever done this before. Steve Dashew, the designer, is looking into it, but I think it might be a record, it might be a first. And good luck to them. God bless them. It's a really brave effort, and of course the boat's burning almost no fuel. Well, by the standards of a big motor yacht, that is. Not by my standards, or maybe yours, but, you know, for somebody who can afford to fill the tanks, it's an amazing thing. Any other motor yacht would be running out of fuel and taking a king's ransom to do it, but she's slipping along. Anyway, all that's going on the side, but meanwhile I've been getting on with my own life, and I went sailing commercially for the first time on Friday. It isn't really commercial. I go sailing on a boat called Lady Emma. She's a sort of 40-foot retired racing yacht that's run by a great crowd of people. And I do a sort of masterclass on there. Well, I've been on there 4 or 5 times now. It started off as a commercial thing, you know, sort of consultation thing. But as so often happens, it's developed into going sailing with a bunch of chums. And we usually have 1 or 2 strangers on board who are welcomed into the family, and we have a grand time. I sort of offer a few suggestions humbly as to how things might be improved as the day goes on. The boat usually could do with a new halyard. She's got stretchy halyards, and I wish they'd stump up for some Dyneema ones. It would make such a difference because the boat's got so much performance potential. But anyway, you know, people are doing what they want to do and what they want to do, and it's their money, not mine. And anyway, I think they're a great crowd. They love their sailing. And I was particularly tickled yesterday because it was, because it was blowing like the clappers. It was blowing harder than you want, really. It was blowing force 7, and we're supposed to be having a consultation and a masterclass. And really, when it's blowing that hard, it's a bit of a survival job, isn't it? You shorten down and hang on and hope for the best. Do what you can. But there's not a lot of joy in it, really. And you know, we're all over a certain age, or at least most of us are, and it's not really what you do for pleasure. But anyway, we're all stuck with it. We have to make the best of it. So we went out in the morning and we did what we could, and it wasn't that great, but we made the best of it, had a few suggestions, learned how to sail a boat with a mainsail only, for example, when there's a lot of wind. Ease the sheet, crack off a bit, let her go, let the main develop some drive. Then we went into the harbour, into Portsmouth Harbour, and we had a bit of fun on the moorings. Not great, that wasn't terribly satisfactory one way or another, but we managed. We made some useful time out of it. But then everything came right, and we decided that we'd just go out and have a bit of a sail, and we cracked off. We sailed down the whole length of Portsmouth Harbour with a storm jib and a full reef main, loads of breeze, and it was just great. We had Mary on there, who hadn't sailed for some years and just wanted to get her sea legs back. She was steering and she loved it. And but the great thing for me was my old shipmate Maggie, who I've sailed with several times now. And Maggie just loves to be at sea, and this is what strikes me. This is what's the mark of the real sailor. She wasn't very well that morning. She'd had a migraine and she'd had a rough night. Things had not gone her way one way or another, and you know how it is. You turn up and you think, oh God, I mustn't be doing very well because this person's not happy. It's nothing to do with you, mate. It's to do with the day the person's had. And Maggie hadn't had a good start, and she actually did have a migraine, and but we went out sailing, and as we got out of the entrance to Portsmouth Harbour and blasted off towards Spitsand Fort with a cracking breeze on the beam, she absolutely lit up like a light bulb. It was such a joy to me, and it reminded me that the essential happiness of being on a good sailing boat, sailing well at sea with her shoulder in, a bit of bite on the wheel, the spray flying, and everybody smiling. And Maggie was just the star of the show, really, for me. It was wonderful to see the way the sea cured her ills. The sea can cure a lot of our ills. Sometimes it takes a bit longer than that. I've known people who had to sail around the world to have their ills cured. But in the end, if we give it the chance, the sea will do it for all of us.